what we have to give. What we have to give is often questioned. We might convince ourselves that we are limited in ability and resources. The question is really how much we want to give. All giving must be done from that point of love. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it," when you have it with you. Proverbs 3:27-28. What we have to give is something often debated. We might debate it in one fashion or another every day that we live. You have the abilities and choice. You have the supplies, money, energy, knowledge, and education to help, even if each of those categories is extraordinarily small. When given to God, all gifts multiply. God's math multiplies the smallest loaf and fish into miraculous abundance. The child who changed my life. I was struck by a photo of an impoverished toddler in Africa clothed in rags. A photographer caught his plight and handed him two small lollipops while snapping his photo. The child likely had never had such a treat. Yet this little one reached back up to the photographer, offering one to him. Tears sprang to my eyes at the enormously generous gift this child was making. Give or cling. We are given choices of every kind in our daily lives to be generous or to cling selfishly to what we have. Do we need to eat as much as we do? Do we really need more than just a few changes of clothing? Our scripture today reminds us that we should not withhold good from those deserving among us. Do we not all deserve the basics of life and kindness? Withholding good when we have the ability is pure sin. Feeding soul and body. Who is so poor as to not have a smile or a kind word to give another? Do we only think of monetary gifts when giving of ourselves? Being without love or kindness is also a need. Today, not tomorrow. Do not put off someone in need. Come back tomorrow should not be among our excuses. We offer that phrase to buy us time. In time, the needy will go to someone else. In time, they will forget about asking us again. All such tactics are sins. It's your turn now. Now it is time for you to decide to act generously or grasp selfishly for yourself. It is up to you. May God help you as you choose.